just wanna be someone. Dive and disappear without a trace. I just wanna be someone. Well, doesn't everyone?
And if you feel News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pep Talk Pensacola expert panel with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. In the studio, I have Kelsey Griffin. She is the director of marketing for Casino Beach Bar and Grill, and they're in partnership with the Pensacola Beach Songwriters. This is going to be a great event. I love the songwriting fests that we have here in this area. So many great, talented songwriters here in this area, and this showcases them at Casino Beach Bar and Grill. Kelsey, thank you so much for being here this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Jay.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Very welcome. So how long have you been at Casino Beach Bar in the marketing department?
A little over a year. Mm. I came in December of 2023.
Nice, nice. And Drift is there as well, right?
It is. It is on the second floor of Casino Beach Bar and Grill. So you just take that elevator up and then you have incredible views of the sunset and the beach and a lot of good people watching.
Right. Definitely. Sometimes I'll just go and park at Walmart and I'll just roll the window down and just sit there for, I don't know, a couple hours and just watch people. It's great. So, yeah, thank you for that free entertainment, everybody in Navarre. 437-1620, let us know if you have any questions, comments. My guest this morning, Kelsey Griffin, the director of marketing. Let's talk about Veterans Unplugged, definitely showcasing our great songwriters and helping our veterans at the same time. So what is Veterans Unplugged? When is that happening?
It is happening tomorrow at 5:30 at Casino Beach Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. This event was kind of a brainchild between myself, Renata from Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest, and Steve, a retired Master Chief liaison who works for People's Choice and kind of organizes the Rock for Vets, which is last year was a first time event, but they are specifically geared towards helping veterans in our area who are homeless or seeking out hospice care. So we're just partnering with them, and Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest has a lot of veteran songwriters. Mm. And there's just so many good tie-ins here, you know? And we wanted to do something for people in our military today who might need help. So that was kind of where the idea came from.
Yes. Are there what sort of community support have you seen through this event?
So this is a first-time event, and really... In 2 weeks, we sold out all of our premium seat tickets.
Nice, nice.
And we are still open to the public. We're going to have plenty of patio seating, and our beach loungers are available. Not to mention, you can throw a towel down in the sand and listen.
Nice.
We have a great location for our stage. It's kind of on the corner of our patio facing the beach as well. So good sunset vibes, great music. We have good cocktails and food.
Yes.
And we'll have a representative on hand from Rock for Vets as well, still accepting donations and kind of talking to people if they're interested and learning about how to get involved with it.
All right. And this is tomorrow, 5:30 to 8, right?
Correct.
At Casino Beach Bar, Veterans Unplugged event. All the premium seats are sold out, but you can get there, get a spot in the sand, and cruise up to the patio and hang out and listen to some great music. You mentioned a lot of our great songwriters here in this area are vets.
Yeah, yeah. So the ones we are going to have are Jason Justice, Mark McKenzie, Kevin Swanson, and Justin Touchette.
Hmm. Very nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, I mean, you know, being veterans, they've got plenty to write songs about, plenty of stories to tell, I'm sure.
Right.
So this is going to be probably a very moving event as well. It's going to be a great time, great food and drinks. Talk about, we're going to have any menu specials, any drink specials going on?
We always have $10 draft domestic pitchers, $15 premium pitchers as well.
Wow.
And we know everybody's really health focused. We have tons of great mocktails. And a really interesting story that I love to promote. I'm a coconut water girl. Do you drink coconut water?
I do, actually.
Okay, so we have Florida coconuts.
Mm.
And the owner, his name is Alex, and he's actually a veteran, too. And we're one of the few places that get his Florida-grown coconuts.
Wow.
So those are available when we have them. They kind of sell out fast.
Do you just chop them open right there and stick a straw in?
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Definitely better than your Vita Loco from the store there that you get.
Exactly.
Even though that stuff is pretty good.
It is.
All right, 437. 1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. We've got a great event coming up tomorrow night, Veterans Unplugged, from 5:30 to 8 at Casino Beach Bar and Grill in partnership with our Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. Let's talk about real quick. I know we hadn't really discussed this a lot, but some of the challenges facing our veterans today. Let's go into that, because maybe a lot of people living here in the area, they only see the retirees that are living well and they've got, you know, everything, but that's not every veteran story, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, when I first met Steve last year, I didn't know about all the struggles and programs that People's Choice offers our veterans and mm-hmm. this kind of arm of their organization specifically geared towards vets. And like I said, Steve is retired Master Chief and he's a liaison. So he's purely volunteer for this. And he taught me a lot and he could give you all the statistical numbers of it. And he will be the representative there at the event tomorrow. And I highly encourage people, even if, you know, you just want to hear for a second about how this organization is benefiting veterans in our community, definitely show up for it. But the statistics of the homeless people in Pensacola being veterans is shocking. Mm. And I think it was between 9 or 13 of those homeless veterans died on our streets last year. So wow. It is something that does need to be addressed. And these programs actually help that.
And you mentioned People's Choice. Is this a Gulf Coast People's Choice? Because I want to look this up. I want to definitely know more about this organization. Sorry to put you on the spot there. 437-1620, while you're looking that up, let us know if you have any questions or comments. It is News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. In the studio, I have the Director of Marketing, Kelsey Griffin, from Casino Beach Bar and Grill. Got a great event coming up tomorrow, the Veterans Unplugged, 5:30 to 8. Tickets are all sold out for the premium seating, but you can go grab a spot on the sand or go up to the patio and listen to some great music, all supporting our veterans. But yeah, you mentioned People's Choice. So give us a little information about People's Choice, because I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, it's choosepeoples.com, and okay. It's People's Health Services. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Choosepeoples.com. All right. I'd love learning about we have so many great organizations and community leadership here in our area, and so many people doing just great work with big hearts, and we love that. It's a Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us know if you have any thoughts or comments. Now, coming up after our first commercial break here, I want to talk about Blue Angels, because we talk about Blue Angels a lot here on the show, and people love their Blue Angels. They love coming out for the show, and we've got some events like that coming up at Casino Beach for the Blue Angels as well. Go to CasinoBeachBar.com and also DriftPicola.com. Drift is open Wednesday through Sunday at 4 p.m. They've got great happy hour and select cocktails. I've got a buddy of mine that works there. He bartends, and he loves it. He goes on and on about how much fun he has every day at work. I've got the Director of Marketing in the studio, Kelsey Griffin. I am Jake Walker. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this. 437-1620. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Navarre Beach Bridge replacement proposal that was brought to the Santa Rosa County Commission last week, and why it's no surprise the county commissioners are not eager to adopt a toll bridge in an election year. Also covered the speech, commencement speech given by Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez at PCC about a week ago. Very interesting, faith-oriented speech. And talked with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. You can listen to all of those podcasts on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for joining me on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Oh, man, I'm so glad to be alive today. Just thank you for, you know, Memorial Day yesterday. Just thank you for everybody that served. Of course, we were remembering our fallen service members yesterday. So if you got out and about, I hope you had a great time. It was beautiful weather, and just a reminder of how great it is to live with freedom and to live here in this amazing area. And we have lots of community support for all of our nonprofits and everybody doing great work in our society. And we're talking about a Casino Beach Bar right now. CasinoBeachBar.com, also DriftPicola.com. We're talking about Veterans Unplugged coming up tomorrow night, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Casino Beach Bar and Grill, in partnership with the Pensacola Beach Songwriters, and also partnering up with the Blue Angels. We've got some great viewing opportunities for the Blue Angels Air Show. Let's talk a little bit about that. My guest this morning, Kelsey Griffin, the Director of Marketing for Casino Beach. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the Blue Angels. Everybody loves coming into town for the Blue Angels and going out on the beach and propping up and watching the show. What options, opportunities does Casino Beach Bar offer for us?
So our tickets just went on sale to the public, and you can get those online. Everybody just kind of swarms Pensacola Beach. Mm. And like you asked me earlier, how long I had been here, and a little over a year. So I've only had one Blue Angel experience.
Okay.
And it was something to behold, truly.
Yes.
Like, I've never experienced anything like that before. And seeing it from right on Casino Beach Bar and Grill's patio or Drift's patio, you're at the center point of all the action, and it was just an incredible experience. I don't think I've ever felt more American, honestly.
Wow. Great. Feeling that patriotism there. Oops. It's hard not to be patriotic when you've got jets buzzing by your head. That's great. Yeah. So what can people expect? What tickets are available? How is Casino Beach doing this show?
So you can choose your seating at Casino Beach, inside, outside, or the beach loungers. You're free to roam around wherever, because we have the closest beach access anywhere on the beach. So whereas we're just kind of offering a nice space for somebody to be taken care of and really enjoy the show and kind of a relaxed setting. But, you know, step out on the sand. Watch the show from there if you want. But we have a great viewing from wherever you sit inside there. Not to mention, you know, a little bit of air-conditioned reprieve.
Yes, definitely. And you guys do it up all week. You got the Breakfast with the Blues Wednesday at 8 a.m. And then, the air show at 10 a.m. on Friday. And that's when the Beach Drift experience begins. And you can get your tickets there. Go to CasinoBeachBar.com or Drift Picola. And we mentioned earlier this. I'm going to have to definitely do some research on this. But People's Choice?
People's Health Services.
People's
it's
Health
Choose
Services.
People's.com.
Choose People's. Yeah. So if you go to choosepeoples.com, you can also check out Rock for Vets. That's happening in September. This is a great 4K, 5K. What did we decide it was?
It's a 5K.
Rock Four Vets on a 5K. And that's happening in September. I want to be there for that. That's going to be great as well. So go to choosepeoples.com/rockforvets. And this is all kind of tying in. We're helping our vets through this event, Veterans Unplugged, tomorrow night at Casino Beach Bar and Grill, because not every veteran story is the same. There are a lot of struggles. There are a lot of challenges and hurdles to people, especially when they're coming out of service. So this is just a great way to support them. Veterans Unplugged brings together the power of music, storytelling, and community support to make a difference in these lives of these veterans facing these challenges. This event is open to everybody. Like we said, the premium seating is sold out, but there is plenty of space on the patio and in the sand, and we're going to help Rock for Vets. And they're going to have a rep on hand, right, to talk about the organization and what they do, and they will still accept donations. What kind of donations are we asking for? Just monetary at the moment?
Yeah, monetary would be great. And like I said, they'll be there so you can make your donation directly to a representative from their organization as well.
Very nice.
And, you know, Rock for Vets does a lot too. But like I said, this event was a brainchild between their liaison and Renata from Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival that's been around for over a decade. And they benefit so many organizations in our community because music is really like a healing power to all, right? Like, that's why we're here. That's why we're in a radio station. That's why we do festivals.
Yes.
And they really work a lot with veterans, homeless, like educational programs too. They kind of need a little extra love. They're very creative in their partnerships and the ways that they work with organizations in our community. And a lot of those people and their partners will be there as well. So it's an endless opportunity to really get to know some faces maybe that run these veteran organizations or these nonprofits or kind of lead these community efforts in our you know, beautiful Pensacola Beach area.
Right. So. And I'm a member of the musician community. And I got to tell you, you know, just the songwriters alone and the support for our veterans and for our homeless and people in need here in the community, the way they all pull together and just the sense of community and just the love felt around that music. And like you said, music is very powerful. That's the reason why I've been in music my whole life. There's just an emotional response. There's a physical reaction. And all of this can help people, you know, help our veterans. So I just love the way that, especially when I see like all the beach songwriting festivals, when they start happening, it draws out thousands of people from all around the country. So if we can tap into that and, you know, get people when they are having those emotional responses and feeling that way, that's when we really need to help everyone. So thank you for being a part of this event. Kelsey Griffin, the director of marketing for Casino Beach Bar and Grill. Go to casinobeachbar.com. They're over on Fort Pickens Road. If you've never been out there, they also have Drift upstairs. Going to be some great opportunities to view the Blue Angels Air Show. Look for the Blue Angels Drift, Pensacola Beach Drift Experience happening on Friday, July 12th. You can go on the website and find tickets for that. The event tomorrow night is already sold out for the premium seating, but you can still go and enjoy the event and help out Rock for Vets. They will have a rep on hand, so you can donate directly to them. CasinoBeachBar.com. Kelsey, thank you so much for being here. We're going to take one more quick commercial break. And if you have any questions or comments, I know it's the day after a holiday, so everybody's sort of in a delayed food coma and, trying to just get back to it, you know, get back to working and get back to a normal life. But if you're listening, you have any questions or comments, you want to know about tickets, anything about that, let us know. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off all entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the diner's home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, Whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. We're almost done for the day, but I will be back tomorrow. Don't fret, my pet. It'll be all right. 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio Pensacola. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. My guest this morning, Kelsey Griffin, the Director of Marketing for Casino Beach Bar and Grill. Go to CasinoBeachBar.com. We've got a great event coming up tomorrow night, 5:30 to 8 p.m., Veterans Unplugged. It is a great way for our Pensacola Beach songwriters and our community to come together to help our veterans in need, to make a real difference in their lives, and maybe they're facing some challenges today. I know we all are. So get out there, pull up a seat on the sand or go to the patio, and you can still enjoy this event. Kelsey, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for the work that you do. How long have you been at Casino Beach, you told me?
A little over a year.
And marketing is big here, because I want everybody, especially through this show, to know about these great events, especially fundraising and ways that we can help our veterans. What's your favorite part of your job in the marketing department over there at Casino Beach?
Oh, I think it has to be, you know, working with nonprofits, and really our owner and leadership is really driven towards supporting our community, because, you know, the community supports us. So I think it's important as a business, especially in today's day and age, like, people want to know wherever they're spending their money that it's doing good for somebody else.
Right.
And we definitely understand that at Casino Beach and all of our Balanced Brands groups. So I think that probably is my favorite part, is getting to know these organizations in our community. And like you said, Casino Beach is beautiful, so we have a great venue for music. And
right.
It just makes sense for us to partner with a lot of these places or figure out creatively a way to benefit them. Mm-hmm. And we do that a lot through our loyalty program, where we will pick an organization, a different one, each or every other month to benefit. And it's just kind of like a celebration and a party, and we'll tie in the organization, but do like some fun games as well, like a message in a bottle pool.
Awesome.
To raise.
Sorry, we're running out of time, but thank you so much. Go to CasinoBeachBar.com tomorrow night, 5:30 to 8, the Veterans Unplugged. Kelsey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.